This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging with you as we talk about what happened again in the political choppy waters. Although there was a state dinner and the president welcomed the latest Trudeau to the White House, here's what he had to say. Or maybe he was at a loss for words. We'll see if he can get his words back again. Let's see. Here he goes.
On a message of hope and of change. His positive and optimistic vision is inspiring young people at home. He's governing with a commitment to inclusivity and equality.
All right, so short and sweet, that was the prez on Trudeau and Trudeau's visit. Got to play nice with the Canadians because, you know, we have that trade deal going on with them. And plus, we don't need the problems that we have with our neighbors to the south, but it's a much different demographic and pulls in different directions because in the south we border basically a third world country versus what the north is like. While that was happening at the White House, it was all about the next latest greatest Republican debate. But if people were looking for the wild flying circus, it wasn't there. It was a much calmer, different kind of debate, not so much name calling anymore. I think we've gotten over that hump to this point now where we are politically speaking. There comes that point where you stop eating your own and you forget what's happened and you move on from there. Maybe we've already hit that wall with some really big delegates up for grab next week, especially on Tuesday. Right at the top, let's go to our pal Grim and give him some space. Hey, Grim.
From the sports queen to the open-minded media queen. Howdy there, Kate.
Hey, Grimster, how are you?
You can copyright that one, too.
There you go.
I'm doing fine. Part two of last night. Now, if Cruz truly wants to win his election, then what he needs to do is he needs to stop any innuendo. Don't even mention Trump or any of them. And then go straight to substance. And I've talked about this before. But he needs to back the substance with the fact that he'd be willing to resign or be impeached if we didn't fill up to it. Now, we're talking about economic, and he can say go to my webpage, but I want him to do a short summary, not a speech or some kind of rhetoric. He can do a quick summary about any one of the major topics, immigration, tax reform, any of it that we're having problems with. And he can then say, well, for more details, you can go to my webpage. Now, he's a senator. He's got all the people that can put this together because he has to do this already. He's a senator.
Yeah, exactly.
And that will shoo him in, that he's willing to walk out of office if he doesn't live up to their expectations or be willing to be impeached.
Yeah.
Now, to the two big-eared devil, I'd like to put a $150 million bounty out on him because they launched two mid-range missiles there in Iran with it having the words on it, death to all Hebrews. Have you heard about that? It's all over the news now.
Yeah, I have heard that.
And I'm glad you brought him up from the beginning But he's been awful quiet, and that's when you got to worry. I've been listening. I just hadn't had a chance with all this campaign stuff to say anything.
Yeah.
And that scares me.
And you're right. When the quiet time is the scary time.
Oh, yeah. Well, they launched two missiles. And we gave them $150 million. Hey, Dan, you're right. We got to get rid of them now. Hello, Kate. Hello. Am I still on the air here?
You are still on the air. You are on the air.
I was hoping maybe you'd have some kind of response to that there.
I know. I'm listening to you. We had like a little lounge music and an interlude there for a second. So did you also hear, by the way, I want to make sure I squeeze this in, Dan, for those of you who don't know, mentioned that Grimm gave us a little recipe. You know, on this show, it's not just pure let's pound you in the head with politics. We've got recipes. We have menus. We have jokes. We got it all, right? This is the Midnight Express, and we want to entertain you. We just don't want to just trash you out with too much politics, because even the fiercest political mind is getting tired of the same old, same old.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's better things in life than that.
Yes.
Most
I agree.
It's just like work. My time's more important than my job.
Oh, of course. Of course, when it's all said and done, you know, somebody said to me one time, and I have a lot of friends that fall into this category, but they work like crazy. They get compensated, but they work like crazy, so they're too exhausted to do anything. Or when their Verities is going to say they were a great worker. They just were a great worker. Here lies so-and-so, fantastic worker. They never had a chance to live, but they were a great worker.
Here's a trick out there for everybody. And I think it was Pat or Nate. I set my clock last Sunday an hour ahead. Show up each day this week an hour ahead of time. And then come in late come Monday when I have to actually and spend the rest of the time. So, well, you know, because I can always come back and say, hey, remember that whole week I was in here early? You get that one, don't you? Boy, we got a delay on this thing, Kate. But
all right, so we're here. So once again, we have our lounge singers queued up and ready to play at a moment's notice, as you can tell, because I think part of what's going on is we're having wacky weather in Texas. So with the crazy weather, sometimes we see that we'll slip out, if you know what I mean. And I think that's happening a little bit. So bear with us on that. Okay. Coming up on America Tonight, you want to hang with us because I've mentioned this so often on this show, it's ridiculous, that it's all about you, and the mailbag is flooded with emails. I mean, absolutely flooded. So stay tuned. Your thoughts next on America Tonight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Once again, I say this all the time, but so what? I'm going to tell you again. Thank you for all the emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This show gets a ton of mail. I mean, just a ton. If this was physical, actual mail, I would be buried alive in mail. So bravo, woohoo, to all of you, all the listeners of America tonight, and maybe beyond our borders. All right, so right now, let's take a little walk down to the mail room. Here's the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
As we roll it out, our first one is Erica, who says, hi, Kate. I think there's a good chance that we could see a brokered convention with the Republicans. I'm not so sure about the Democrats. Hillary Clinton must be fuming behind the scenes. You said it the other night. 2008, she thought it was her year. Everybody talked to her, told her how fabulous she was. And then she didn't get the nomination because along came Obama. Now along comes Bernie Sanders. And there's no way, if she doesn't win it this time, that she gets it any other time. This is her time or not. Don't you think? Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what I said. There's no Hillary Clinton running after this election. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. That's not going to happen. And so she knows that. So they either pull out all the stops or not. Wow. And then the Democratic Party, which I think has been, some of them have been tepid about Hillary Clinton. They all got to jump behind her if she is the nominee. Crazy. This is one from Sam I am. Katie Kate, I was thinking about you the other day. House of Cards came back. Did you watch it? I did watch House of Cards. For people who don't know, it's this wild political show. It almost seems like it's reality, but it's not. It's a show on Netflix, and it's been around, I think this is the fourth season. Robin Wright Penn is the first lady now, and Kevin Spacey is the president, and he is just pure evil. Oh, he's pushed someone in front of a train. He's basically mucked up a whole bunch of lives. It's anything to become elected president, and he was powerful. in his role on the Hill, and he just parlayed that into becoming president, and it's wild. House of Cards is based on the House of Cards that was a British series. Yes, to answer your question, I like it. It's good. It's juicy. I mean, it's just like a delicacy to me, but it's brutal. As brutal as we can see our politics, boy, I hope nobody is exactly like Frank Underwood, who Kevin Spacey plays. How about this one from Thomas? Thomas says, Kate, I saw a thing the other day about exit polls, and they were saying that in the exit polls, voters are either super, super angry or dissatisfied. Is that surprising to you? No. No, it seems like people are dissatisfied. Yes, they're not happy with their circumstances, with what's happening in the country. Is it the most dissatisfied people have been ever in our country's times? Well, I can't say that if I go back into the history vault, because we're not in bread lines. But people are, two things. I think there are people that are hurting and more confused than I've seen, where the future doesn't look great, where we're talking about how do you get ahead? Before, I've said this before, it just seemed like before, if you had a decent job, you could have a vacation, you could still save for your future, because who knows how, we're all on the wheel of fortune, we don't know how much money we need in some ways, because we don't know how long we're going to live. That's what we always have that conversation with Stephen Kelly about, how long do you know how long you're going to live? So there is that, I just think there is the stress levels are just up above crazy levels. That's why cholesterol checks, that's why all the things that are happening now. But I'm an optimist, so I always think that there's room for something great and positive to happen in the future. But that's why these elections are important, as much as we poo-poo the people that are running or the way things are happening or whatever it is. Because this is our future. This is your kids' future, your grandchildren's future. This is the people behind and the people behind them. And isn't the goal you make it better, right? Happiness. You can't put a price tag on happiness, man. You just can't. All right, I veered off into my crazy rabbit hole. Let's move to somebody else. Here is one from Joe. Kate, we are in free agency now in sports. I'm wondering if you're paying attention to what just happened in Denver. They lost their quarterback. Yes, of course I'm paying attention to what's going on. There's a lot of winners and losers, frankly, in free agency. What is really crazy is Brock Osweiler, who was the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning retires, so, hey, he's the future. Remember, there were some great games with Brock Osweiler. People were talking about him. Well, guess what? He surprises everybody, and he goes to the Houston Texans. He gets a big, chunky salary, and he is definitely the starting guy for the Texans. So he doesn't have to worry about question marks as to whether or not he's the guy. He would have been, I'm sure, for Denver, but now he's got the guarantee. So he that's a smooth move. I mean, yeah, that was just absolutely crazy. And there's a whole bunch of other things that are happening. We're just at the beginning of this whole free agency thing. And I think we're going to see some jumps and some moves that may surprise a few people. But that was very, very, very surprising. And supposedly the Jets are close to signing Matt Forte, who is the big running back from Chicago that was let go from Chicago. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Dick. And Dick says, Kate, I heard you talking about the floods the other day. I've lived in Texas, and I've actually lived in Louisiana. I've lived a lot of places. I'm a sales guy. My family's lived all over the place. It is very scary when you're not quite certain about the weather. I think you've talked about it before, where hurricanes, you get the warnings, etc. And yes, we know when rain is coming, but do we realize what areas are particularly vulnerable? And certainly parts of highways we aren't aware of, and it's just bad timing for some people when they end up in those unfortunate situations. You just got to pray for them. It's got to be terrible on the families to get those crazy calls. Yeah, I have a friend whose husband, and then this was maybe 6 or 7 years ago, He got a call about his mom. They live in D.C. He got a call about his mom in the Midwest, and that she was kind of taking a turn for the worse. So he left, got on a plane, rented a car, and then he was unfamiliar with the area, and a little unfamiliar with it. And then they had this terrible rainstorm, and part of the road kind of washed away. He's going over a bridge, and sadly enough, boom, he went right over the side of it, and they found him, and he was killed when the automobile went off the embankment thing, and the road kind of collapsed. And some of that I wonder too is, are you unfamiliar with the area, and then the areas that are the soft spots? But I think a lot of people, I couldn't tell you if you told me, hey, where are places to avoid in, you know, a 15-mile radius of your house in a terrible, terrible rainstorm because, you know, the road could collapse. I can't tell you where. I can tell you where creeks are that could overflow, but that's, you know, pretty much it, to your point. That's why if it's really bad weather, gosh, if you can stay in, just stay in. Just avoid it. Don't even take the risk to get out unless you absolutely have to. Right? All right, here's one from Bud. Bud. Kate, I'm from Sarasota. I proudly say that to you because I love it when I listen to the show. It seems like I catch the mailbag and someone's talking about Sarasota. I love living in Florida. I initially moved here from Chicago, and there is so much to do in Sarasota. We do want you to come. Our Ringling Brothers Museum, the beach, the weather, the Amish Village. I've heard you mention that before, and there are definitely, definitely, definitely photographic places too as well. But the best thing about living in Florida is the fabulous seafood. I think you come from either Florida or the East Coast, and would you agree? This is a funny email. I've spent a lot of time in Florida. I have family there now, and no, I did not grow up there. I've just spent a lot of time there. I've been fortunate to be in wherever you're listening to me. I'm certain I've been there, or maybe not your particular town, but I bet your state. And gosh, we have such great things in the country. If I could just travel around to every little hamlet and just broadcast from there. That's what we talk about doing Kate on the Road. There's so many amazing places you can never see in your whole lifetime. And I like Sarasota, yes. It's beautiful. The beaches are beautiful. I talked about this. I was there in December. There's some gorgeous strips of beach where you can just have the time of your life paddle boarding or doing whatever. And then there's the square in Sarasota, and yeah, so I'm not going to argue with that. No. So thank you so much, all of you who have dumped into the mailbag. You can do it too, americatonight.net.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Again, you can tell by the mailbag, a lot of people obviously intrigued by what's going on, and as you should be, because, you know, this is the lull in between the storm. Tuesday, it's going to be wild. Results, results, results. We'll be having every single angle that we could possibly throw at you on this show. And analysis, as we've had all the way along, from people who were in the game, are in the game, and think the game is rigged, which is why we're seeing the Trump situation. So that Trump's rivals are like mere peasants to him, where he can just push them away. And the pushing away has now just gotten so old that the sideshow and the circus is really, I think, over. And the next focus is solely on Hillary Clinton, or let's say, if it were a wild card, Bernie Sanders, but I wouldn't bet on that. If it's Clinton, you know, that's what it's all about. It's going to be focusing on her, focusing on what can happen in the general election, not so much about what happens with the opponents for now. You know, I happen to see this today in the Washington Post, and just for fun, I'm going to give you the FCs. You know what the FCs are? Fact checking. So there was the 12th Republican debate, by the way. Did you know that? Are you keeping score? The 12th Republican debate. I wonder what actually the ratings will be like for this. I think there were people watching, but it's never the same as your first. The first that cracked things open at the tail end of the summer was spectacular. And then it went from there. You know, we started with the Megyn Kelly, Donald Trump nonsense. And then it just got wilder and wilder as it went along. So not as excitable, like I mentioned, not as excitable. One of the things that Donald Trump said is Common Core is education through Washington, D.C. I don't want that. He keeps saying that Common Core is flawed. We know this is a hot button for so many because it's a federally run program from D.C. and pushed on local governments. But it is a state effort. Governors and school superintendents or chiefs or whatever set the standards. It's a state deal. And the states have opted into adopting the standards. So that it hasn't, Common Core is not led by Washington. It's not, there can be people that are pushing it, but it's not led by Washington. And actually in December, Congress tried to scale back the federal government's power when it comes to local governments, if you remember. The federal education law explicitly, so you all know this, says that the federal government can't influence local decisions about academic standards. That's big, and that should be that way. Okay, then there was another statement where he said, very importantly, the Disney workers endorsed me. There were 250 tech workers at Disney who lost their jobs after the company replaced them with immigrant workers, allegedly, with temporary H-1B visas. Two workers have filed lawsuits in federal court, and they've endorsed Trump, but that's the two that have done it. Then there was Kasich, who said, I actually got the budget balanced when I was a member of Congress, the chairman of the budget committee. He says this constantly, so you say, oh, okay, a guy, we never have anyone that can balance budgets. It seems like the most elementary thing, but it's the worst thing that happens in D.C. is there's no balanced budget, right? So Kasich actually voted against two big deficit reduction deals that were pushed by President George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton in 1990 and 93. It raised taxes, helped set the stage for the dramatic increases in revenue that eliminated the budget deficit, but they weren't pushed to achieve balanced budgets. So when Republicans took control of Congress in 94, Kasich became that guy, the budget committee guy, the chair. They did say that they had done this balanced budget on a policy agenda, but it was kind of a lucky deal. There was a ton of tax revenue that came. This is what the Washington Post is saying. There is a ton of tax revenue, and I remember this, that got pushed forward from capital gains taxes because of the run-up in the stock market. And from 92 to 97, the Congressional Budget Office says the tax revenue increased at about 7.7%. So there's a big difference there. A big difference. All right, let me give you a Marco Rubio. You want a Marco Rubio? I'm going to give you one. 83%, this is from the Republican debate, 83% of the federal budget in less than 5 years will be spent on Medicare, Medicaid, and the interest on the debt. So here's the scoop. It's estimated to take up 61% of the spending by 2022 and 65% by 2026. That is according to the Committee for Responsible Federal Budgets analysis of the CBO's projections. Sounds like a mouthful of gobbledygook. So when you include all the mandatory spending programs, the share would be 75% in 2022. So a little off there. A little off. How about this? Rubio said the United States has the smallest Navy in a century. Ooh, they got to get off that word small and little and all that. So, for obvious reasons, fact checkers are debunking this constantly. The current number of ships in the Navy, 272. It's the lowest count since 1916 when there were 245 ships. 100 years has gone by, right? So nuclear-powered fleets, gunboats, small warships were different 100 years ago. The push for ships under Reagan to build up the Navy to almost 600 ship levels. Isn't that crazy compared to now? Doesn't exist. They're just retiring. It's all about retiring these ships. And is it relevant or is it irrelevant? Navy's on track to grow to just over 300 ships. That's what they recommended. 300 ships. Fun. We'll see if we have another good one. I'm going to give you one more, perhaps. Let's give you one more. How about this? This is a Trump. He said, I think whoever gets to the top position, as opposed to solving that artificial number that was by somebody, which is a very random number, I think that whoever gets the most delegates should win. Trump claims that the requirement to have 1,237 delegates to win the Republican presidential number is a random number, but it's not. We know that there are 2,472 total delegates, so the number is simple. It's majority, that's all. Plus one, that's all it is. It's just looking at that number. It does sound confusing. It is confusing to people as to what the delegate count is, but if he says that on the stage, he just needs the people around him to tell him, no, this is how it works, and then he doesn't get caught in that conundrum, let's just say that, right? So there wasn't fireworks. It was pretty much the same, and I think we're not going to see that. Like I mentioned, the guns are going to be trained in the war of words on Hillary Clinton, most likely down the pike, because now we're into the nitty-gritty. Whatever happens this next week is huge. It fuels, most likely, who's going to be the nominee. And raise your hand if you don't think Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. I'm going to say, I've got like, because you know I have that ability to see with my special glasses. I'm going to say there's like two people with their hands up. So not likely. If you disagree, please jump on these digits now, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The interesting thing to watch is now the thought of suggesting a contested convention is also confusing. If Donald Trump's confused about the delegates, he'll be really confused about the smoke-filled rooms of contested conventions. And could it happen? I never say things can't happen. It seems so improbable. However, and it comes down to that number. And that number is the number that's been said, 1,237. If that number is not racked up, yes, it could be contested. Then, you know what, July's Republican convention will be just a political person's fantasy dream, but for the Republican Party, it will be a nightmare. You know, here's the thing. If you're close to the number, if Trump tried to the unbound delegates to vote for him before the roll call begins. Unbound delegates, you know, that could be a few hundred people. That's what happened in 1976 when Gerald Ford rallied uncommitted delegates to his side before the first round of voting, and he beat out Ronald Reagan without a lot of fanfare. It wasn't a big deal. People forget about that. But what happens is the delegates have all the power. They become free agents. And the free agents have the power because they got to be wooed. They got to be lobbied. And that's what the convention becomes about. That's why you get the imagery of the smoke-filled rooms, because it's about those favors. Wow. How insane will that be? In the old days, fistfights would break out, tempers would flare. I don't know that we'll see. Maybe texting wars, Twitter wars. It would be crazy for the Republican Party to have to deal with it. But if there's not the number there, it could happen. We could have a Trump tantrum, or it's just a Trump victory all the way in. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And yes, we can. Since we've already talked about the number of delegates and how it could break down, and is it really possible that we could have a contested convention for the Republicans and for that matter, for the Democrats? Of course, it's really possible. It is about the numbers, like it or not, as cockamamie as that might sound when you say, well, they're popular. How many states do they have to win? It's not about the states. It's about the delegates, which ultimately translates into that. All right, let me give you the brutal stuff right from the top. This was sad what happened at this barbecue. I briefly brushed over it the other night, but six dead, including a pregnant woman in Pennsylvania. It was a barbecue in a backyard shooting. What enrages people so much they would kill people they love, know, or our neighbors with. But two guys with guns turned this cookout into a bloodbath in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, including a pregnant woman, by the way, again, killed, which the community there is just, well, they're just astounded What do you say when that happens? I mean, the 6 degrees of separation, a lot of people are burying a lot of people. The DA there said it's one of the most brutal things that they had seen in 18 years. The suspects are at large. They haven't identified them. They talked to one victim in the hospital, but they haven't developed enough of a story to give some definitive detail to even describe the gunman's face. This happened at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday in a Pittsburgh suburb, and people tried to escape through the back of the house. Someone opened fire from a yard that was close to that house as well, so they had two men trapping them pretty much. You know, there's more to this than we know, and who knows what that ends up being. They say that the sound of the AK-47, which is, they believe was the weapon, was just constant, and there was at least 30 bullets that were fired. I just think it's sad that, I mean, you have this pregnant woman, you have these families that were together that were killed, so we know there's more to that than meets the eye. And hopefully the police will be able to track them down and get to them, varmints, as soon as possible. Because if this is, which it's believing to be, some kind of bizarre feud, boy, how do you get to that point? Like I said, if that's truly what it is, how do you get to that point? All right, how about 50 Cent? Who made a big stink because people were making a big deal about him posing with money. And he said he likes to pose with money, even if it isn't real. He wants to do it. He said he likes to pose with wads of money. He went to court in Connecticut this week to explain to a judge that he used fake prop money in Instagram photos of him lounging amid bundles of cash. He was summoned to court to explain the cash-strewn photos because he's involved in bankruptcy proceedings. After telling the court the money wasn't real, he tweeted a new picture of himself with stacks of cash sticking out of his pants. He said, I had to go to court today because of this. According to the court filing, the rapper's photos use fake cash and are part of his routine social media marketing activities. Well, that's nice. News of the fake, by the way, was already reported in the Wall Street Journal. But the non-disclosure, the lack of transparency, they say, is not good, especially with the whole bankruptcy thing. So one clever thing that he did was he surrounded himself by piles of $100 bills, and he spelled out the word broke. Broke. Well, we know somebody else who's in that same situation. Kanye, right? He's looking for money too. Then you see the house and the cars and you just shake your head. You just shake your head over that. What do you say? I mean, it's all for show. It's not really dough. Not really dough. How about this thing about teddy bears no longer endangered? Yes, it's true. The black bear teddy bear. The Louisiana black bear is what we're specifically talking about. And actually, I'm a fan of the bear. Not in the wilderness near a campsite where I might be, which would be a rarity anyway, since I've camped in my history, but not lately. The Louisiana black bear is beautiful, and it's the inspiration, actually, for the teddy bear. I don't know how many people know that or not, but it's going to be taken off the threatened species list. Yep, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that earlier in the week. They say officially deleted from the federal list. That's huge when you can delete an animal from a list. I mean, that's amazing. They were added to the list in 1992. This is fascinating. The population of the bears was as low as 150. Now they say there's about 500 to 750 bears that roam areas in Louisiana. A lot of you listening in Louisiana, Mississippi, you're listening there, where conservation efforts have really successfully paid off. They're expanding the breeding populations. How terrific is that? I love it. I mean, it really, and you look at these beautiful creatures and you can, they are teddy bears. They look exactly like the brown teddy bear I had as a kid, and it makes sense because that's what they are. And I didn't realize that they had been on the list for that long. And it doesn't sound like a lot, does it? It does sound like 750, but a 750 is a lot when you're down to almost, what they say, 150, and who knows if it was even less than that. All right, I happened to see something on some website today that I was perusing. I look at hundreds of them, so who knows what website it was. I would love to give them credit. I want to say it was something I dug up on just a common one, like the Business Traveler or whatever. But it's the Economist Intelligence Unit. That's it. So they came up with the most expensive places to live. Los Angeles has really leaped up 19 places to become the world's eighth most expensive city. That's according to the Economist Intelligence Unit's latest worldwide cost of living survey. How about that? London's in there. New York's in there. I'm sure you're not shocked by that. Singapore would be on the list, too, as well. Zurich, Switzerland, Hong Kong, up there. So the highest is, you know, for the third year in a row, Singapore is, in fact, ranked as the world's most expensive city. Then you have Zurich, Switzerland. Then you have Hong Kong, London, New York, Los Angeles. And it's the highest for New York since 2002. The annual report, so you know, ranks, if you were thinking of moving to Singapore, ranks 133 cities based on the twice-yearly survey. It's the most expensive place in the world to buy and run a car in Singapore. Can you imagine that? Think about what it costs to fill up your car. Think about what it costs to pay your car payment, whatever. They say that the transportation costs are 2.7 times higher than in New York. More reasons why I won't be moving there. And you know what? That's Japan in general. Tokyo's high. You can look at Korea. Seoul is high, too. It's about the value. It's about the money. And, of course, oil and what the dollar is doing, there's also a big effect on that, on those areas, too. And it's interesting. The least expensive cities to live in. You ready? Dun-da-da-da. Damascus, Syria. Caracas, Venezuela. You want to go there? New Delhi. Mumbai, India, 131 on the list. Bangalore, India is also on the list. And the last on the list that I have is Zambia. Yeah, think about it. Of course, wide open space is a whole different way of life, too, as well. That wraps this hour up and another version of We Can Count. Thanks to you, you, and the guy in the back, who's very, very tall, for listening to America Tonight.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.